tourists emerge from the ruins of Beng Milia, as visitors slowly return to the temples of Angkor. Cambodia's 12th century temple complex is the largest religious site in the world and one of the most visited. Nearly 3 million people used to come here every year. But that all changed in 2020.
Before COVID, people with disabilities could earn a living and support their children. But during the pandemic, to be honest, we couldn't earn enough. There are a lot of shortages and we cannot support our families.
And many other associated businesses remain closed. Shops, restaurants and hotels. The ticket halls to access the temples are still empty, despite most travel restrictions now being lifted. Even agriculture, the province's other income provider, has been hit as workers return to their homes.
In the transition period, the COVID-19 pandemic was so severe that some neighborhoods were closed, and I think more than 500 to 600 institutions shut down. Now there's some relief, and 30% of the hotels have reopened.
But the COVID-19 closure has had some benefits. The temple complex, which was being exploited for its commercial value, has, in part, recovered some of its spiritual roots. And although foreign tourists are slow to return, Cambodians are coming in their droves. Even the ancient monuments themselves are getting a facelift.
During the two-year absence of tourists while COVID spread, the temples benefited from preservation work and allowed us to do conservation, which required the use of machinery. And we could close the sites that needed to be fixed.
And without busloads of tourists, some of Angkor's mystery has returned.
One of the most amazing things about visiting the Angkor Wat temple complex is to walk through the ruins, almost as if you're the very first person to discover them in the jungle. But in recent years, with tens of thousands of tourists coming every day, that's been virtually impossible.
There's no doubt the tourists will return, and with them, the revenue that's so vital to this country. Until they do, this vast temple complex is host to other playful visitors, eager to explore a new and exciting world. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, Angkor Wat, Cambodia.